Chapter 2, Freezing Freedom. It's the year 1983, Ronald Reagan is in power, and a strange man can't print some documents. Enraged, he starts a movement that would change my life forever. His name was Richard Matthew Stallman. He started the free software movement. Imagine if food recipes were a black box with a button on it. You press the button and food comes out. Only a few people in the world know what goes inside or how to cook it, and they punish you if you try to figure it out. Sharing a recipe could get you sued for millions. This sounds absurd, but it's exactly what a lot of people accept in their computers. Free software, or open source software, is software that lets you study, share, modify, and use the software infinitely as you wish. There is an entire movement for this that started in the 1980s, and it runs much of the world today. Entire systems are available, such as Linux, which replace proprietary systems like Windows or Mac OS. The opposite of free software is called proprietary software, or non-free software. Proprietary software is sort of like having the only, one chef in town. You can only eat one type of meal, cooked by a single chef, and no other chefs can even learn how to cook. There are no other chefs. Your computer, that is, your dinner, is not really yours. Software freedom is like being able to cook your own food, run your own kitchen, perhaps even start your own restaurants. You can make and share recipes, you can hire other chefs, you can choose where to eat. Your computer, that is, your dinner, is truly yours, by way of analogy. I started my own free software project called LibreBoot in 2013. It's based on another project called CoreBoot, which implements an analog of BIOS or UEFI firmware. This is the software that you see before, say, Windows or Mac, which sets up the CPU, memory, and so on. It sets up your computer so that you can run software on it. CoreBoot had gained heavy commercial usage by 2013, but it was largely targeted at technical people, namely developers. LibreBoot started as a means of providing something easy to use for regular, non-technical users, and I started a company that sells it pre-installed on computers. This short technical chapter, written very succinctly, is very necessary, and this is now the end of the chapter. I only included this because it underpins much of what comes next in my life. Now, the rest of this book will be largely non-technical, I assure you.